This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. We want to start this day by taking time with God, growing our relationship with Him by sitting with Him, reading what He has to say to us in His Word, and then responding to Him in our hearts with prayer. I hope you will do that after we're done with this little radio spot. We're reading through the Gospel of John and seeing what John has to say about Jesus. In John chapter 6, we find the people following Jesus when he went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, miracles, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." Remember the 5,000 who were hungry as they were following him, and he did that miracle and fed them all until they were full. He says, that's why you're following me, because I gave you food. "Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give to you. For on him the Father, even God, has set his seal." They said then to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." That's what God wants from you, not that you somehow try to earn your salvation or your forgiveness. You could never do that, but rather believe in Jesus, who God sent. And they said therefore to him, "What then do you do for a sign, a miracle, that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat." Jesus therefore said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it's my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world." Yes, God may have given manna to the Israelites in the Old Testament, but what is much greater is what God is giving you then. Really brings you spiritual life. That's what he's saying. They said therefore to him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger," talking about spiritual hunger, "shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that of all he has given me I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day." Just listen to that last verse again. "This is the will of my Father," Jesus says, "that everyone who sees the Son," that's Jesus, the Son of God, "everyone who sees the Son and believes in him," that means trusts in him and what he's done for you when he died on the cross, "who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life." That's who. Not the good people, not the people who've worked hard to try and meet up to a certain set of standards. No. Even really sinful people who turn from their sin to faith in Jesus Christ and receive his forgiveness will have eternal life, and Jesus himself will raise them up on the last day. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.